You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us. I am Jerry, one of the pastors here in Victory Metro East. And my prayer and hope is that you are safe and well as you listen to the preaching of God's word. We're actually in the middle of our series entitled The Gospel Explained, and we've been taking weeks of explaining the gospel to every one of us because we do believe that the gospel is the greatest news that every one of us could ever have, okay? So kailangan natin talagang maintindihan to. And for the past weeks, we've been analyzing the gospel based from the book of Romans. And today, to introduce our discussion, our preaching, let me first thank my wife for baking me this cake. Okay, so Che, thank you very much. You're so sweet and thoughtful. And thank you for your commitment to maintain my fats. Okay, so kidding aside, I brought the topic of cake to every one of us because I do believe that we would agree that if someone would give us a whole cake, we don't necessarily have to consume the whole cake just for us to appreciate the cake and the person who gave us that cake. All we need to consume is just a piece or a part of it. I believe that the same is true when it comes to the gospel. As much as we want you to fully understand the gospel in just one sitting, in just one preaching on a Sunday, we do believe that it's not enough. The time that we have explaining it is not enough. A lot of times, our understanding is also not enough to fully grasp the truth behind the gospel. But our hope is that in each preaching, we will be able to understand part of it. That we will be able to consume a slice of the truth that the gospel brings to us. And that is the goal that we have for this day. We want us to understand even just part of the gospel so that we may appreciate this gospel and the God of this gospel. All right? So as we talk about the preaching of God's word, we're going to go through the book of Romans in chapter 5, starting in verse 12 up to verse 21. And today I'm going to use the scripture from the New Living Translation. Can we pray as we start the preaching of God's word? Lord, we thank you for you are the God of our lives. I pray that as we talk about the gospel today, grant us your wisdom and your understanding. Holy Spirit, we invite you in our time. I pray that you would just speak into our hearts, point out things in our hearts that needs to be aligned to you. And I pray for your grace to be upon us so that as we respond, we would respond by faith. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the book of Romans, and the scripture that we read a while ago is from chapter 5. From chapter 1 to chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, the author of this scripture, is actually giving us a detailed presentation of justification. Okay, so yun po yung pinag-uusapan natin for the past 7 weeks, justification. And when you talk about justification in chapter 1 to 4, you would see there that Paul was telling us that man is very sinful, okay? Humanity is very sinful. But at the same time, it also tells us that God is very loving, okay? He is very loving and very just at the same time. So in order for that justice and love to come together in our lives, Jesus came into the picture, dying on the cross for us, paying for our sins, allowing us to receive that grace, giving us that justification. Okay? So that's the detailed presentation of Paul from chapter 1 to chapter 4. In fact, in chapter 5, he started the whole statement or the set of paragraphs by saying, therefore. What he is actually doing there is he's making a conclusion. So he was basically saying that because of the justification that was discussed in chapter 1 to 4, therefore, chapter 5. Therefore, ito yung mga benefits, ito yung mga good things, ito yung mga blessings, ito yung magandang sitwasyon na meron na tayo ngayon because of the justification that came about through Jesus Christ. In fact, last week we said that one of the things, the great things that justification brought into our lives is that we now have peace with God. We now have peace with God. And now we're going to continue reading through chapter 5 so that we may understand more of the conclusion that Paul has when it comes to the good situation that we are now in because of God's justification, because of God's grace upon our lives. The Bible says in chapter 5, verse 12, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. If you're familiar with the creation story, you would remember that Adam and Eve were actually placed in the Garden of Eden. Bible scholars would say that the setup that they had is actually perfect. So, sobrang ganda. The Garden of Eden is like a paradise. And Adam and Eve had perfect body. Sabihin, yung health nila was actually perfect. They don't get sick. They don't just live long. Okay, they are immortal. Hindi sila namamatay. Okay, according to research, yun yung findings nila. And to top it all, okay, they get to experience the presence of God every moment of their life. Wow! Perfect talaga. But their setup had one rule to follow. They were to abide to one law, and that is that they're not allowed to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thus in the center of the garden. So yun yung law na kailangan nilang sundin. And maybe for some of us are saying na ang dali namang sundin ng law na meron sila. But sadly, even if it's just one, Adam actually violated that law. He ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He violated it. And because of that, okay, he was casted out. He and Eve was casted out of Eden, and they experienced death. In fact, if you refer back to the scripture that we read, it says there, Adam's sin brought death. Therefore, the consequence of Adam's sin is death. The consequence of Adam's sin is death. If we move on to the story, the scripture rather, says there, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Sin was not confined to Adam alone. It did not stop there. The Bible says it spread to everyone. Everyone have sinned. And that's the reality that Paul was also explaining to us in chapter 3. He said in chapter 3, verse 23, for all men have sinned. Every one of us is included. No one is exempted. So kung human being yung katabi mo, kahit mukhang mabait yan, makasalanan yan. Okay? Kahit ngingiti-ngiti yan, dahil mukhang mabait, maraming kasalanan na rin nagawa yan. Because that's the reality that we have. When it comes to humanity, the Bible says all men have sinned. And another reality that Paul was trying to present to us, we will find it in chapter 6, verse 23, says there that for the wages of sin is death. The Bible says yung kabayaran sa ating kasalanan ay kamatayan. For the wages of sin is death. Therefore, this scripture, this passage is telling us that the consequence of our sins is death. The consequence of our sins is death. And this is alarming for us. Why? Because it tells us that we are no different from Adam. What we can never say na parang kung ako siguro yun nasa posisyon ni Adam, hindi mangyayari yun. Hindi ako mag-give in sa temptation, hindi ako magkakasala. Because scripture tells us, history tells us, our background tells us that we are also prone to sin. We tend to sin. Verse 13 says, yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. The Bible is telling here that we are so prone to sin, we're so bent to sin that even if there was no law telling what is sin and what is not sin, we still tend to sin. Okay, sabihin, it is in our nature to sin. It is in our nature to sin. It's part of our wiring. Ibig sabihin nun, you don't have to teach anyone for that person to sin. Hindi mo kailangan turuan siyang gumawa ng kasalanan para malaman niya kung paano gumawa ng kasalanan. In fact, when you look at toddlers in our homes, di ba minsan, cute na cute yan, nakatingin sa'yo, tapos sasabihin mo, oh, wag mong hahawakan yan, wag mong hahawakan. Pero titingin sa'yo, tapos pagpapakita, tapos bilang, hawakan. Why would they disobey? Why? Because it is in their nature to sin. If we look back, nung mga bata pa tayo, for sure, hindi tayo tinuruan ng mga magulang natin gumawa ng kasinungalingan. Hindi tayo sinabihan ng magulang natin na, anak, ganito magsinungaling. Hindi yun nangyari. But can you remember those times that something happened in our home? Probably may nasirang figurine, may nabasag. Tapos nung tinanong tayo, sinong nakabasag nito? Tapos sabi natin, yung pusa, hindi ako. Knowing naman na tayo yung nakabasag. Diba? Why did we lie? May nagturo ba sa ating gumawa ng kasinungalingan? Wala. But we did that because it is in our nature to sin. Scripture is telling us it is in our nature to sin. Bible says in verse 14, still, everyone died. From the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even those who did not disobey an explicit commandment of God, as Adam did. Sinning is not just part of our reality. The Bible is saying death is also part of our reality. In fact, in another translation, it tells that sin and death rules over us. Sin and death reigns over us. Pag sinabi mong reigning, ito yung naghahari. Ito yung kapangyarihang nasusunod sa buhay natin. The Bible is saying, death reigns over our lives. So in summary, in conclusion, this set of passages that Paul was presenting is making and drawing this conclusion. That like Adam, death reigns over us because we all have sinned. Like Adam, death reigns over us because we all have sinned. And this truth and conclusion is very important and alarming for us. Why? Because maybe for some of us, as we are listening to this preaching, we're thinking that parang hindi naman yata para sa akin yan. Because when I evaluate myself, I know that I am good. In fact, medyo religious nga ako, active ako sa church. Lahat ng volunteer ministry, part ako niya, nagsiserve ako lagi. In fact, I'm very pious. Okay? Maganda yung asal ko. Laging mataas ang grade ko sa GMRC nung nasa school ako. Okay, I'm a good citizen. I'm a law-abiding citizen. Sumusunod ako sa batas. Kahit bawal lumabas. Okay, so sinusunod ko lahat yan. Okay, I'm not as bad as someone I know. Hindi ako kasing sama ng ugali niya. Mabait ako. Or feeling natin, sometimes feeling natin, hindi naman tayo super bait, pero hindi naman din tayo sobrang sama ng ugali. Mabait tayo, pero medyo bastos. We're somewhere in between. That's why this is alarming. And a wake-up call for all of us. Because the Bible is saying, for as long as you are a human being, you have sinned. Ibig sabihin nun, we're still on the same category as a sinner. We're no different from those hardcore sinners that we are thinking of. We're no different from the criminals. We're no different from those who committed sins that are so shameful. We're no different from those people who have committed numerous sins. Yung napakadaming kasalanan, yung sky's the langit sa dami ng kasalanan. We're no different. We're on the same boat. We are all sinners. We all are sinners. And if we all are sinners, then death reigns in us. Therefore, we need help. You need help. I need help. Kailangan natin ng tulong. Kailangan natin ng tulong dahil lahat tayo may kasalanan at may naghihintay sa atin na kamatayan. Now, what's so good about the scripture that we're reading through is that it does not end there. Hindi natatapos yung usap, hindi natatapos yung conclusion ni Paul just by telling us that we are sinners deserving death. It also tells us that there is a way for us to be saved. There is a way for us to have the solution to our problem. Okay? In the scripture that we're reading, in the second part of verse 14, says there, now Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ who was yet to come. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. This scripture is talking about a gift. God's gift for all of us. Exciting to kasi pag nakakatanggap nga tayo ng regalo from our loved one, sobrang nilulook forward natin because we know that the intention of that gift is for us to be blessed. But the scripture is telling us that the giver of the gift is God Himself. Therefore, we could expect such a great gift, such a blessing from God. As we continue, it says here, for the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam brought death, but Jesus brought grace and forgiveness. Ibig sabihin nun, no matter how big, no matter how many, no matter how shameful our sin is, we can be forgiven. We can be accepted by God. And maybe you are here and you're listening, you're watching this preaching, and you're thinking, is this really for me? Hindi ko nga sinasadyang makinig ako sa preaching na to kasi feeling ko I'm already disqualified from whatever good thing that God has in store for His people because of my sin. Maybe there's a nagging thought in you na, kasi nagawa ko tong kasalanan na to. Ako, if they only knew, they would outcast me. Guess what? God is saying, this gift is for you. In spite of our sin, in spite of your sin, you can be forgiven. God is saying, anak, kaya pa rin kitang patawarin. There's forgiveness for you. God wants to forgive you. That's why He is giving you this gift. That's why He is giving you this grace. The only question is, will you accept this gift? Will you accept His forgiveness? Verse 16 says here, and the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of the one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. The Bible says here that Jesus' gift made us right with God. Ibig sabihin po nun, in spite of our sin, we don't have to live in guilt and shame. Hindi natin kailang humarap kay God na may hiya at takot. Because God is not just forgiving us, God is also allowing us to have a right standing with Him. God is allowing us to be right with Him. Kaya nating lumapit kay God. It tells us we don't have to be hindered by our guilt because we are forgiven. Verse 17 tells us, for the sin of this one man, Adam caused death to rule over many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and His gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Adam caused death to reign on us, but Jesus caused victory over sin and death for us. Jesus caused victory over sin and death for us. This is good news for us because it tells us that no matter how much struggle we are in when it comes to a particular sin, there is hope for us. Ibig sabihin na kahit pag gano'n tayo kahirap na hirap, mag-say no or mag-say no dun sa mga kasalanan na paulit-ulit natin ginagawa, God is saying there's still victory for us. In fact, God is saying you don't have to give in to that sin anymore. God's grace is available for us. We can say no. Kaya na nating itigil, kaya nating talikuran yan. Because of God's grace. Because of God's free gift upon our lives. And not only that, the Bible says Jesus caused victory over death for us. Ibig sabihin nun, death is not the end for us. Sa lahat tayo, I'm sure, we are at times afraid of dying. Takot tayong mamatay. And that's reality. That's truth. That's something that happens to every one of us. But the Bible is saying here that in Christ, death is not the end. There is more after death. There's eternity where we could enjoy blessings of God. We could enjoy the presence of God. We could enjoy the goodness of our Lord in our lives for eternity. This is good news because it tells us that for those people that we know that are dying, those people that we know that has terminal sickness, their life doesn't have to end with death. there's hope for eternity for them. We could preach the gospel to them. We could share to them about Jesus so that in the end, they could experience life eternal with Him. For our friends, for our families who have passed away and we know that they have a relationship with Jesus, it grants us peace because we know na hindi na sayang yung buhay nila. They may have left us, they may have passed away, nami-miss natin sila, but we know. We know that they're in good hands now. We know that they are enjoying the rest of eternity now with Jesus. This is good news for us because Jesus caused victory over sin and death for us. Verse 18 says, yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and a new life for everyone. Tells us that Jesus brought us to a right relationship with God and a new life in Him. Ibig sabihin po nun, kahit pa marami tayong kasalanan, kahit marami pa tayong nagawang bagay na naka-hurt kay God, it tells us that we could still approach Him. Diba minsan parang pag may kaibigan tayo, pag may mahal tayo sa buhay na nasaktan natin, na-offend natin, may nagawa tayong mali, parang minsan nakakahiyang lumapit, parang feeling natin hindi na tayo close. But God is saying here, in spite of our sins, in spite of the things that we did na nakahurt kay God, close pa rin tayo para kay God. We could still approach Him. We could still have a relationship with Him. We could still enjoy His presence. So maybe you are here and you used to enjoy the presence of God, or maybe you're here and you haven't experienced enjoying the presence of God or having a relationship with Him. God is saying, you may come. You may come to Him and enjoy a wonderful personal relationship with Him because He is not there to condemn us for our sins. He is there to welcome us in spite of our sins. That's how gracious our God is. Verse 19 says, because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. Adam's disobedience to God made men sinners. But Jesus' obedience to God made sinners like you and me righteous. That's why we need to understand that our righteousness has nothing to do with us, but has everything to do with Christ, with Jesus. Because it is because of His obedience that we are made righteous before God. In this set of scripture that Paul is presenting to us, he is trying to make this conclusion that unlike Adam, Jesus came to make grace reign in us over sin and death. Unlike Adam, Jesus came to make grace reign in us over sin and death. And this is important truth for us because it tells us that religion is not the solution to our problem. We have a problem and that's the conclusion that we already presented early on. But the Bible is telling us religion is not the solution. Kahit pa anong gawin natin sa church, maganda yun, nakakatulong yun sa atin. But that's not the solution to our problem. It also tells us that good works is not the solution. It's helping a lot of people. It's serving many people around us. But it's not the solution. Kahit pa doon na tayo tumira sa church, sa volunteer ministry natin. Kahit pa 1 million yung binibigay natin sa mga mahihirap. Kahit pa nagbibigay tayo ng labor natin for free to many people. God is saying that's not the solution to our problem. It would not stop us from sinning. It would not rescue us from death. Those things are not the solution. But the Bible is telling us through this conclusion that Jesus is the solution. He is the only solution. It tells us that He is the only way. Sa Kanya lang tayo pwedeng lumapit. Siya lang yung makakatulong sa atin. It's only Him who could help us stop sinning. It's only Him who could help us not giving in to death in this life. Now, maybe you are here and you're listening to me and you're thinking, if Jesus is the only way, if Jesus is the only solution, so what's the purpose of the law? What's the purpose of the Ten Commandments? Bakit ba may mga nadidinig pa ako sa church na do's and don'ts, huwag mong gagawin to, dapat ganito ka mamuhay bilang Kristiyano, dapat ganito ka para ma-honor mo si God. Ano yung purpose ng mga bagay na yun? You see, Scripture tells us in verse 20 that God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they are. The law is important to us because it tells us what is right from wrong, what is sin and what is not. But it was not given to us to condemn us. The goal is for us to realize that there is sin in us. It's like a mirror. Diba, pag may salamin tayo na ginagamit, it shows us the dirt in our face, in our body. And it's like a mirror showing us the dirt on our back. A mirror, the law is like a mirror showing the dirt on our back. And dahil dun sa law, nakikita na, uy, may dumi ako sa aking likod. And now, the problem arises from our response to the dirt that we see in the mirror. Sometimes, ang response natin dun, ganito, ay, naku, may dumi ako sa likod. Tatanggalin ko yan. Tatanggalin ko yung dumihan using my good works. Tatanggalin ko yung dumihan using my religion. Tatanggalin ko yan using my effort. Yung sarili kong diskarte, tatanggalin ko yan. And to our surprise, hindi natin natatanggal kasi hindi natin naaabot. Because through our own efforts, we can never remove that sin. We cannot remove or help ourselves from the problem of death. We cannot rescue ourselves. This mirror is meant to tell us that we have sins, that we have a problem. But it's also meant to allow us to respond this way. Grabe, may dumi ako sa likod. Jesus, I need you. I need your help. I need you to rescue me, to help me. Can you please take away the dirt? Take away the sin? Take away the death? Only you can do that. Only you can remove that. That's the response that God wants us to have as we see the dirt as presented by the mirror, as presented by the law. And not only that, the good news is, the Bible says here, but as people sin more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. It tells us na God's grace is available to all sinners. God's grace is available to us. Ibig sabihin ng hindi darating sa point na sobrang dami o sobrang tindi na ng kasalanan natin na hindi na to kayang tulungan ng grace ni God, na hindi na tayo kayang i-rescue ng grace ni God. Because God's grace is available for all sinners. For all sinners. It includes you and me. It includes you, yes, you. Maybe you're listening, you're thinking, grabe, sobrang tindi ng kasalanan ko. Pwede pa ba sa akin? Yes, pwede pa sa'yo. In fact, God is saying, it's not an accident that you're listening right now. Because God is inviting you to come to Him. God is inviting you to receive this grace that can save you from your sins. Now, Paul ended this passage with a statement. He said, so just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, this is what he is trying to say. Like everyone, we need Jesus Christ because his grace brings us to a right standing and eternal life with God. Having realized this truth, the question is, how should we respond? How should we respond to this loving God? How should we respond to this grace being offered to us? How should we respond? I can think of two ways to respond. First, let us surrender our lives to Jesus. Kahit pa marami tayong kasalanan, kahit pa nakakahiya o sobrang tindi ng mga nagawa nating pagkakamali, huwag natin siyang takbuhan. Let us allow God to come into our lives. Kung kumakatok siya sa mga puso natin, He's asking us to have a relationship with Him. Let's welcome Him. Let's allow Him to be part of our lives. Let's make Him our Lord and Savior. Starting today, let's not run away from Him. Maybe for some of us, what God is telling us is for us to respond this way, for us to preach the gospel to other people. You see, the gospel tells us that we are all sinners in need of His grace. It also tells us that this grace is only made available through Christ. So how do we respond? We respond by sharing this gospel. We respond by preaching the gospel to our friends, to our family, to our office mates, to our classmates. We preach the gospel to those who are living. We also preach the gospel even to those who are already dying. Why? Because this gospel presents us with hope. This gospel presents to us the solution to our problem, to our concern, to the death that we are facing. We preach the gospel to everyone. Today, let us be reminded that like everyone, we need Jesus Christ because His grace brings us to a right standing and eternal life with God. Let us pray. Lord, thank You for the grace that You are giving every one of us. None of us are worthy. None of us deserve it because we are all sinners. But still, by Your grace, God, we are loved. By Your grace, we are accepted. By Your grace, we are considered Your children. So Lord, thank You. Thank You for that grace. Lord, we accept that grace. We receive the victory over sin. We receive the victory over death. We receive a fresh start in You. We receive, Lord, a relationship with You. Because of Your grace, Lord, we can receive all these things. Today, we thank You for giving it to us. I want to pray for few groups of people today as you are listening to me. First group of people, if you are here and you know that you haven't accepted Jesus in your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here and you're thinking you're not worthy because of sin, but God is saying, you're worthy. I'll make you worthy through My grace. Would you accept Christ today? If that is you and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, would you bow your head right now, wherever you are, close your eyes. And as you do that, can you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, thank You for coming into my life. I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have done. I repent for doing them. I thank You, Jesus, because when You died on the cross, You paid for my sins. Therefore, I am now forgiven. So today, I make a decision to surrender my life to You. I am making You my Lord and Savior. I am devoting my life to You, committing to live for You, to honor You, today and for the rest of my life. In Your name I pray. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that decision. Thank You, God, that indeed Your grace is available for them. And today, as they have accepted You, a new life started in them. Thank You, Lord, for eternity is secured even for these people who accepted You. And thank You, Father, for You would also send for people who would help them grow more in their walk with You. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I want to pray for another group of people. If you are here and you know that you have the grace of God in your hearts, in your life, you have a relationship with Jesus, but God is asking you to preach the gospel to a person, to a group of people, and you want to ask His grace to be upon you to do that. Let me pray for you. If that is you, just bow your heads with me. Lord, I pray for these people in need of Your grace, in need of Your boldness, in need of Your wisdom to preach the gospel. Thank You, Father, for You would empower them. Thank You, Lord, that You would equip them to say the right things at the right time. Thank You, Father, for
your Holy Spirit is even going ahead of them, so that once they preach your God, the hearts of the people that they are going to talk to are going to be more than ready. Lord, I declare salvation, God, upon the people that these people are going to preach to. Lord, thank you, for indeed your grace is sufficient for them, and you would use them to mightily preach the gospel so that Jesus would be known to more people. Lord, bless them. Bless their heart for obeying you. In his name, amen. Amen. Praise God. May we close in prayer. Let me speak a blessing to all of you. Lord, I pray for everyone who joined us today. Thank you, Father, for indeed your grace is always sufficient for our weaknesses. And whatever weakness we would face throughout the week, thank you, Father, for your grace would come through for us. Your grace would be sufficient for our work. Your grace would be sufficient for our family life. Your grace would be sufficient to protect us from any sickness. Your grace would be sufficient to provide for our needs. Lord, thank you for your grace would always be sufficient. And may your blessing always be abounding in the lives of these people. And may they be a blessing to more people as well. Lord, today we claim those by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are one of those who made that decision to follow Christ, do reach out to us. We want to meet with you. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. So connect to us through these numbers and even contact us through this Facebook account. We are here for you. Okay, let's grow in our walk with God together. All right, and for the rest of us, be a blessing to more people. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.